You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right, now we've got Tom in South Carolina who needs some help in the garden. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've got a corner of the yard that's been kind of neglected, and I've got two crepe myrtle trees over there, and they've never, ever been trimmed. So they're, you know how crepe myrtles have just like bare, barkless type trunks and branches going up to a canopy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
whereas these trees are just, they're bushy from top to bottom. And I'm just wondering, yeah, they've never been trimmed, and I'm just wondering when I should trim the trees, and if I should do it all at once, or, you know, what's the best time of year, or is it too late to do it?
Well, let's see. If you're looking to, and it sounds like you are, reshape and sort of encourage new growth and size maintenance, there's really two key times, and that's, you know, late winter or early spring, because you want to do that when the tree has entered dormancy, so that you're not going to damage it or encourage new growth off season, or, you know, sort of delay dormancy in the tree. So really late winter, early spring, that's the best time to do it. And I think what you really need is like a good fresh start. And there's actually a good website called gardenality.com, and it's GardenAlity. And if you go there and, you know, do a search on crepe myrtle trimming, you're actually going to find diagrams, what to remove, what to keep, and it'll give you an idea of what it's supposed to look like, so you know where to go. And, you know, just as a fun tip, the little pieces that grow up at the bottom and sort of take over and become like a big bush rather than a tree, those are called suckers, and I just think that's funny. But I would wait. Give it a little bit more time. Wait for the winter to sort of set in and then go at it.
Great. Well, thank you.